Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Monday, April the 26th, 2021. 16 and a half minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio. Do want to let people know that following this program this morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., it'll be a live edition of Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp. So if you want to call in and do music trivia or anything of that nature, it will be live this morning in the studio, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now, also, don't forget, later on in the day today, we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 until 5 p.m. Voice of a People, today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. here on this station. Now, I do want to pick up on something before we move on this morning. Before the break, we were talking about the price of the Marion Star, and we did get it confirmed not only from our friend Bob this morning who called in, but also from one of our online listeners, Mary, who did say her paper yesterday went from $2 to $3. So what we know now is that the daily paper, as far as we know, is still $1.50 as of this morning. Now, if somebody else wants to confirm that, we can take that as well. But it looks like the daily paper is staying at $1.50, but the Sunday paper has went up to $3 from $2 as of yesterday. Now, if anybody'd like to say anything about either of those things, go ahead and give us a buzz. Now, right before we went to break, we went into the gas price category, which I don't believe we've ever talked about on this show. We had one of our friends call in who we have not heard for a while. So glad he's back out there listening. He and his wife hope they're doing well. But was talking about how the gas prices in Marion are higher right now than gas prices in other areas. And certainly I have noticed that to the south, Delaware and places in Columbus, the gas is a little lower than it is here in Marion. And sometimes the east end of town has a lower or a higher gas price than the south end of town. So 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I only get the Star twice a week. I get the Thursday paper and the Sunday paper because those are the 2 days that have the ads, the coupon ads in them.
Right.
I do get it online, so I do pay for that. But to pay for the Marion Star monthly, to me, was crazy. What my papers boil down to are like $1.87. It's $15 a month for my 8 papers, which, you know, boils down to about not even $2 a paper. So I figured that's worth it, and I can still get it online.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that the Sunday paper now has went up to $3. I did not. Was there anything in the Star about that prior to that?
I don't know because I don't get the, you know, the papers other than just on Thursday and on Sunday. And I didn't get a letter in the mail. I didn't get an email. You know, so I don't know.
What do you think about a Sunday paper being $3? I mean, that is one with the ads.
Well, especially with the Star, there's not a whole lot in it. It is a bigger paper than what comes on Thursday. I don't understand the prices going up so high when there's less paper.
Well, I think the problem that they're having is, and I don't speak for them, and I really don't know this to be a fact, but my guess is that when you manufacture a lot of papers, it's probably cheaper, and also when you're selling a lot of papers, you're making more income. And I know that, for example, if you go to a store, a big store, Kroger, Meijer, Even these gas stations that still sell hard copies of the Marion Star, they may have four copies a day, and they might not even sell those four. So if a store, which has a high volume of people going through it every day, cannot sell four hard copies of the paper, they're probably losing money on that unless they raise the cost, because there is some production in that.
Well, if they would have left prices alone, it's like me. I wouldn't have canceled my subscription had they left prices alone, but they started, like, really raising them, and to me, it wasn't worth it.
Well, you know, I think
so that's why I canceled mine only the Thursday and the Sunday.
Well, I think there also is something to be said, and it's a funny conversation because we're having it here too at the station about what, you know, really, when people come up to me now and they hear that there's a radio show, especially younger people, I rarely ever get asked what the frequency is. Now, that used to be all the time. You know, where are you at on the dial? Where can I find you? Now, what people say is, how do I listen on my phone? Do you have a website? That's their first question a lot of times. Do you have a website? I miss that program. Where can I go and hear it? Those are the questions that people ask. I very rarely ever get asked 107.1 FM. That it's an odd thing, because back in the beginning, 7 years ago, that's what people wanted to know.
Is where you were on the dial.
Where you were on the dial, but now, you know, so many people say I don't have a radio. And I'll tell you something very interesting that happened just in the world of radio, and I'm going to relate it to newspapers here, is that back years ago, they would not allow a talk station to be played in an office because it would have to be loud enough where everybody could hear it, and a lot of times it would interfere with the conversations. But now what people do with the phones and the earbuds, they'll let people put those in their pocket and put them in their ears and listen while they're at their desk. And I think that's how we're listened to. I know Center Street Clinic is that way. I know that I'm trying to think of the doctor's name, but the nurse has told me that's how they all listen in the office when they're doing paperwork or when other people aren't in. I know kids who listen in school that way when they're allowed to put their earbuds in. It's a different world. It really is.
It definitely is a different world.
And I think that's what the Star is thinking. They're thinking, well, if we have a breaking story, it's still going to take us probably a day and a half to get that in the hard copy paper, but we can put that online in 10 minutes.
True. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
And I think they probably would rather have their subscribers do online versus... Especially when they moved to Mansfield.
Well, I think
they don't even print the Star here.
Yeah, I think that happened. Yeah, that happened a while ago, and
years ago.
Yeah, and I don't think they have an office.
I don't think they have an office here anymore either.
No, so I think that's their theory: is that we can get the news out faster, we can do it online, and we can offer a lot more things online. So if we push people, because a lot of times it is unfortunate, and I'm not even sure I necessarily agree with it, but if people can still do it the old way, they will.
Uh-huh.
And until you force them to make that decision to either stop, you know, nobody does.
Yep, that's true.
We shall see what happens with that. But thanks for the $3 update. I wonder if the week, the daily will go up.
I didn't realize it until the caller said something, so I went over and I checked yesterday's paper.
Well, that's how we get that info. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, it is true. The paper is $3 now on Sunday, which is an interesting thought, because the paper has taken many jumps in price, the hard copy, over the last few years. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say about the newspaper jump in price, or if you have anything to say about gas prices, which are a major topic with people now. Now, also, you do have to remember with the gas prices that a year ago, well, we'll take the call here, then we'll come back to it momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. Good morning. We're on this paper deal yet, aren't we?
We are. People are getting ticked about this.
I know it. Well, Scott, we get the paper. We're signed up for the paper 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We get it all the time. And our paper is, I believe I said it was $24 a month. That's for 4 weeks now. So if it'd be 5 weeks or whatever, you would probably pay a little more. But ours is normally $24 a week, and we get the paper 7 days a week.
Now, do you find...
Monday through Sunday.
For $24 a week,
yep.
Do you feel you get a lot of information out of that paper?
Yeah. Well, we get quite a bit, you know. But most generally, see, it comes from Mansfield. And most generally, our news is happening, and it's been reported by, you know, so on and so forth. And we've had it all, you know, any major news, you can turn on the TV there and pick it up about any time, really. But most of the news that happens around about Marion is, we've already heard about it before the paper gets here. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
got to go to Mansfield, they got to print, and he's got to come back here. So here on the air, you've most certainly already heard about it before he even gets over there. But we pick it up and get all the local stuff, eventually. And $24 a month, that's not bad. I spend that much in bubble gum. But... We don't do nothing online or nothing like that. We don't. We got a grandson, your great grandson. He does. If we got to have anything done, he's got one of them idiotic phones that I talk about. We don't. We're old. We're getting over already old. We don't get involved in this computer stuff deal. And you know, if we want to know something, we'll just tell him, and he'll pick it up right now. He got one of these smartphones, whatever you call it, and. So, you've got to know what you're doing to get this stuff, all this stuff. And, you know, in order to try to learn how to do it now, you know, it's kind of slow about operating anything at our age. And we'll just pick up the paper, you know, mostly if we need some news, ask the boy and he'll pick it up. And I'm kind of keeping in track of the space station. You know about the space stations up our travel around?
Yeah, I find that fascinating myself.
I got out last night. He picked it up and tell you exactly when and how, where it's at, how long it's going to be up, where it is coming from, and where it is going. And it's just amazing how he can do that. He'll be right on the, if it's clear, he'll be right on the minute, man. He'll tell you how long, when it's coming up exactly, and he'll tell you the direction it's coming and the direction it's going and how long it's going to be up there, you know, visible. So, you know, it's amazing to watch it, Scott, that if it's real clear, it's going to be up a while. It's amazing to watch that thing, how fast it's traveling, and it'll disappear, I bet he right. It's a footy, but now he's run behind the Earth or Moon or something. You know what I'm saying? And when it does, it's just gone. That's it. And you know, it's amazing. I'd like to saw it. The bunch of aboard the space station is supposed to left this morning at 5:00, and it's supposed to have been visible at 5:10. But where I was at, I can't see where it's coming out of the south, going towards the east. There's a big old tree out in front of me, well, towards the south of me, and I couldn't see it, I think, because of that. But if it's real clear, you can see it. I mean, if it's got to be clear, you can't be no cloudy. That's out of the question, if it's cloudy. But, you know, you don't know what's in between here and there. Timbuktu, you know what I'm saying? It could be, you know, whatever. But I'd like to saw it this morning, but I didn't get to. If I don't think you could see them guys, the people leaving the space station. They were supposed to left this morning at 5 o'clock. And I wanted to see if I could see that capsule that boarded the space station, Saturday night? Saturday morning, I believe. But you couldn't see that smaller thing then, that far away. That space station is gigantic. It's big. In order to see something small, not from here, you're not going to do it. And the people that them guys, I know you kind of saw that rocket shoot off. I think it shot off Friday morning. And they run into some, close to some debris up there in the elements. And they showed that. But they showed it from their capsule, see. It's a great big piece of object. But to see something, a space capsule, it went up, you couldn't see it from here because it's too little. Too far. I mean, you ain't gonna see something that far away. But that space station is big, and you can see it. If it's clear, you can see it. And sometimes it'll come out of southwest, and it'll go towards the southeast, and it'll come. It came right over top of my house. Looked like it real bright. I mean, it real bright. We got up there, and I jumped in, ran on toward the porch, and hollered from the wife to come out and look at it. When I went back, it's gone. It disappeared that fast. See, it gets out of circulation from where it's the light it's coming from. I think it's got the moon or the sun's got to shine on it to make it glare. You know, you ain't going to see it in the dark. It's just, you know, you ain't going to do that. And he'd probably run, the sun went behind the earth or the moon or whatever. And it disappeared. Just a matter of the eye, it's gone. And it was right straight up over top of me here. What happened? So, nothing happened to that, but something happened where it was getting its light from. You can pick up your smartphone, Scott, and if it's clear, if you're in a clear view, you can see down to the horizon. If you're behind some buildings, it's a horizon. It's down behind there. You're not gonna be able to see it because it don't get that high. If you can see down the horizon, it's clear. It tells exactly where it's coming from and when. You can see it. It looks like a star, but it don't blink or nothing. It's just plain bright. It's something else.
Well, hopefully one day they will be able to send a signal to this atomic clock that I have here in the studio and get the date right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you see that thing coming or going or whatever, see it up there, you think, well, Lord, there are a bunch of people on that. I don't know. There's seven went up with that capsule, and I think there's, I don't know how many is already there. And they were supposed to come back to Earth I think they left this morning. They're supposed to left this morning at 5 o'clock. So it'll take them a while to get here. The atmosphere, it's got to be in the right position, right time, right place for them to get downborne or whatever you want to call it. You know, they'll miss everything. You know what I'm saying? As fast as that thing's going. But that was something, Scott. They showed that little space capsule that just went up. They showed it on TV. It's interesting to watch it. It's real small. It ain't very big. Of course, there were seven people aboard it. And it caught up with that, made interception with that space station. And imagine how fast they're moving. Imagine how fast they're going. And it would dock right onto that space station, just big as you please, man. Everything went just a-okay. And you seen them guys, they opened their hatches, you see them guys crawl out like a bunch of groundhogs out of that little capsule into that space station. That space station's big. They crawl out of that little space station like a groundhog and come into that big room with that space station, all them people in there. I don't know if it's been, they must have been, well, there's seven came out, and they joined what was there. I think there's six or seven in there, so you're talking about 14 people in that one room, and they still look like that play room. So it's interesting. I kind of keep up on it. I don't have nothing else to do. The boy, he'll pick it up. A couple of minutes, he'll pick it up. Exactly what's happening to it. It's amazing.
It's amazing what goes on up there, that's for sure.
It's amazing what's up there in that atmosphere floating around, and that stuff hasn't crashed with it yet. As fast as they're moving, and they have run into something. It's not what was already up, but the debris that's been left behind. And, you know, one little piece of debris is, fast as they're going, it would create a chaos with the people that's aboard it and their equipment. I mean, you know, that thing's got to, their equipment's got to be operating just so. Or, but run into a piece of debris could cause tremendous amount of damage. You know that, and so I don't know. It's something else. It's interesting to watch, but I sure wouldn't want to experience up there floating around on that thing.
It would be something. Well, so glad that you called in this morning. I wondered about you. I even had asked some people last week if you'd called in on some other shows. I'm glad you're out there listening.
Well, yeah, I listened to Edwards, and I tried him for a long time, and you told me, well, you ain't going to get him on the landline now. He's, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, then I heard you this morning. A lot of times I can't get the station. It's so static or something. I don't know what it is. But you coming in real plain this morning. I said, well, all the, there's Scott. I can tell your voice. I said, I'll just try to get a hold of him. And then here I called the wrong dad gun number. I had the numbers backwards. The last four. I dialed 4499. And that's backwards.
And that woman wasn't that happy.
That woman told me, she didn't tell me who I had, but anyway, I talked two or three times, and I got her a couple of times. The last time I got her, and I got you written down in big old black and letters on white. And I said, oh, I don't believe you. It's 9944, and I was down 4499. So I ain't going to get you like that. So got that straightened out. So, hey, nice talking to you. Let somebody else in there.
Yes, good
have
to hear
nice
from
you. Have a nice day. And if these Walmart shoppers are going to buy something to mount anything, Kenton's got a Walmart store, and I'll guarantee you that their gas will be a whole lot cheaper than it is here. Go to Walmart shop and get your gas, too, because they got a filling station there, too, and they'll be competitive with the ones in there. So I'm going to go that way again Wednesday, and I will try to pick up the gas. News about the gas prices again, okay?
Let us know. Thank you.
Yeah, have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back, 740-383-9944. The topic of conversation, the price of gas going up in certain areas. And also the price of the Marion Star from $2 to $3. Don't forget today, Adam Lipp, when this show's over, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. live. And Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. All right, go ahead, caller.
Real quick, last Wednesday we went down to that Sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Service center, and gas was $2.35.
Now the Sheets is, give us the address for everybody.
Well, it's right across from Oakland Nursery. You can't miss it.
Oakland Nursery.
Across from Oakland Nursery and next to Raising Cane's.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, I assume that's their grand opening special. Everybody else was $2.89, and they were $2.35.
$2.35. Well, you can't beat that. That's for sure.
Nope. All righty. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here Newspaper prices, we've learned today on the Sunday edition of the Marion Star, are up to $3. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
I just heard you talking about the price of the Marion Star.
This could bankrupt you.
When I retired, I used to get the Dispatch, and then I dropped it, and then they kept calling literally about every week, wanting to know if I wanted to renew. So I kept saying no. Well, I like to follow the high school football and high school sports. So I started it up back in August. And it's $23 per month, whether there's 28 days in the month or $31. So that's all 7 days, and it's delivered right to my front door, and it's $23 for that's a little less than a dollar a day.
So the Dispatch is $23 a month.
$23 a month, yes.
And the Star, I think we heard earlier this morning, was $24 a month.
Could be, but obviously I there's more information in the Dispatch, and a lot of the local stories that are in the Marion Star show up in the Dispatch anyway. I mean, the Warner situation and a lot of the stories here locally that the Dispatch will pick up in the metro section.
Have you noticed that if you go to a grocery store or a department store and you go to the newspaper rack, which I don't think a lot of people do anymore, that if you look at the Marion Star, if you look at the Columbus Dispatch, if you look at sometimes the USA Today is there, they're not even, don't even open them, but you will see the front covers and the same picture is on all three covers.
Yeah. I was at Meijer's a couple of weeks ago, and I was in there. There was a story that I was interested in, and Meijer was out, and the woman came up because it's right inside the main entrance there at Meijer, and she said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "I was looking to see if you had any copies of the Marion Star left," and she said, and this was according to her, she said, "We only get two a day. And when they're gone, they're gone."
Two a day.
And obviously a lot of people go into Meijer, but according to her, they only get two Marion Stars a day.
That's very, and I wonder if they sell those every day.
Yeah, well, I don't, on this particular day, both copies were gone, but, I'm sure if they go a week and, every day they're gone, then they'd probably up it to maybe four a day, but, obviously there's not much call for the papers, unfortunately, anymore.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, hey, thanks for giving us a buzz.
Hey, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are always open here. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The raise in price of the Marion Star Sunday edition from $2 to $3 is a conversation this morning, as well as the gas prices. So 740-383-9944 is the number. It sounds like a drag race in here this morning. A lot of activity going on in the studio, but that's the way it is. Joining us in studio is the man whose program will follow mine live from this studio at 10:15 this morning, probably, after the obituaries, the news, and the weather. I don't know. Adam Lepp. Okay, Adam, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad, Scott. This is one of those days where it starts out like a refrigerator and ends up like an oven. 35 to 70 probably in the course of 8 hours.
You know, that's pretty good, though. I think a lot of people are going to really enjoy the next 2 days.
Yeah, I don't mind a little variety. That's why I kind of wore shorts and a jacket. That way the jacket can come off. Because it is a bit nippy out there, but the sun is bright and a lot of traffic around the mall. Marion's alive this morning. I'm not quite sure. All over. And the station came in around Waldo. So things are looking up. I think all the people are listening in their car.
Right before we go to digital, because of, the Marion Star, I think, is headed digital. What do you think about that? $2 to $3.
Yeah, I just noticed when I bought a couple copies last week at the Moto Mart, $1.50 a pop for a 14-page paper, so almost 11 cents a page. I remember, I mean, the dispatch with maybe four or five sections during a weekday for 50 cents, so well under a penny a page. Now we're going over a dime a page, and there's good news there, but I think for the amount of local news and the amount of local coverage, $1.50 seems a bit steep, but there are many ways to get your daily fill of what's happening in the world, and we like to support local. It just, the Star isn't local. I mean, President Harding is, I think, up in heaven, being a little perplexed and a little upset, but I can understand. I mean, the landscape of news and how we acquire what's going on here or anywhere else in the world has changed, but you still like the newspaper. It has its place.
You know, and we've talked about it with radio so much in the last month, but the truth of the matter is it's every media is starting to figure out that the digital platforms are really where people are going. Now, I don't want to say that you want to alienate anybody who doesn't have a digital platform, but what people are starting to notice, when we posted the story, we were the first ones in Marion to post the story online. Now, we didn't do it on air because we weren't on air at that point, about the Judge Warner sentencing, I believe it was. And I forgot how many hundreds of thousands of views that had. Now, we would not have had 100,000 listeners at any given time over any radio. So I think that's what people... I think we're just setting our way in a little bit. We want that newspaper in our hands. We want that radio turned on in the car. But the truth of the matter is that digital is really not that much different than the other thing. It's done with your ears. Same sound. It wouldn't sound any different. Same words.
Getting it in the car radio, that just has a mystique to it.
Just plug your phone into your radio.
If you have that capability.
But I think most people do now.
You like the idea of the car radio. And, of course, some of the really old school might just be AM. And you got, you know, the radio buttons, and that's also used in web programming, where you can kind of pick one of several choices. And if you're maybe under 35 years old and you don't know why they're called radio buttons when you have to pick the round buttons, that's because that's what radios were. You would press a button on a preset and go to a certain station, and it was all analog, where the little dial thing, whatever you call it, moves.
Well, I'll just tell you what's interesting to me. Like with the caller who just called in, he says some mornings he gets static on the radio. Now, that's depending on the ionosphere or what's going on. Now, the people who come up to me and say, how can I get you on my phone? They never say you're staticky. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say, I don't know if she's listening or not, but thank you to whoever it was that provided the phone number for the lawnmower repair. Unfortunately, the mower's toast, can't get it fixed, but I appreciated the number nonetheless.
So you were able to call that gentleman, and did he come out?
I took it to him, and we pretty much came to the conclusion it would cost more to fix it than really what it's worth. So we're going to kind of just, you know, off to the curb with it we go. But at least I know. I don't have to wonder anymore.
Well, I appreciate that. I wondered if you had gotten the number that day. I'm glad you did, and I'm glad you were able to find out what's going on.
Gas is always cheaper on the south side than Marion, I think.
By about 10 cents, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
Well, I think they try to get people out there, and I think Kroger's gas station, with the Kroger card having money off, I think the gas stations are trying to be competitive in that way.
My personal experience, Sunoco, right there on the corner of Superior and Delaware Avenue, they seem to be, like, really cheap all the time.
Now, do you purchase the Marion Star? Do you carry anything about the site?
I have it online on my phone.
Now, what does that cost?
Well, when I'm in the grocery store, I have a little guilty confession to make. I don't actually buy it. I just run the line, try to hurry up the speed reads, and then I put it back in the stand. Is that bad of me?
No. Do you do that with the magazines? Because the magazines
now
are like...
Yeah, I just try to hurry up and skim through, and then I throw it back on the... I mean, why do you want to pay for something when you can
Well, the magazine prices are outrageous. $10, $15 now for a magazine?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had a subscription to a magazine. Well, Highlights when I was a little kid. Does that count?
I think it does. So you had no McCall's or, well, Good Housekeeping. Good Housekeeping used to be a big one.
Young and Modern, that was a pretty good one back in the day.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's good that the lawnmower situation was resolved, and now you...
Now I gotta buy another lawnmower.
You gonna buy used, or you gonna go out to the store and get another one?
I don't... Maybe I'll call Swap Shop and see if anyone has one.
You know what? That would be the place to go. Bring your tchotchkes.
Yeah, have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, with 9 minutes left to go here this morning, on this Monday morning, a little chilly Monday morning. Phone, if the line rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, and we certainly appreciate that whole situation. Last week we had somebody call in who was having a lawnmower issue, and somebody else called in and provided a number, and apparently that number did work, and somebody came out and looked at the lawnmower, and it's not going to make it, but I'm sure that was appreciated.
It happens. I was going to talk about sheets, literally. I was going to bring that up, and the guy called. It's been a pretty big story. You know, when you get a kind of merchant who has been nearby, and people have at least heard of and probably been to, and Giant Eagle was kind of the same way when it came to Columbus. We don't have Giant Eagle here, but just go south. They're also big in Pennsylvania. They're based in Pittsburgh. When I stayed in downtown Pittsburgh at the famous Mr. Rogers event, I could walk to a Giant Eagle there, and they're a little different there. Plus, I understand their union in Pittsburgh, but not in Ohio, which was kind of fascinating. But with Sheetz, the closest, I believe, is in Zanesville, also the Akron-Canton area, based upon where our listeners might live. And I've always liked Sheetz. They're like Speedway. They're very clean. They've got good convenience food. Some have little restaurants. They've got different varieties of gas. Scott, they have this 88-octane gas that's 15% ethanol. It's usually 10 or 20 cents less, and some cars can use it. I'm really not sure if mine can. I just use the 87-cent one. Definitely want to apply for the credit card. And apply for a Sheetz card, you'll get, you know, 5 cents to 8 cents off each gallon. Of course, they've just opened, so there's a promotional anyway. I believe it is 235.9. It's just east of 23 on Delaware, as the guy mentioned. But unless this changed, and I got gas there last week when I was passing through, 123 West William Street at the UDF, gas is 219 or 220 a gallon, 3 cents off with your UDF card. I'm not sure why they're actually 15 cents cheaper, and that's 50 cents or more or less than it is other areas. Gas prices are a fascinating study, Scott, in sociology and economics, but definitely with Sheetz coming to town, that's going to add to the landscape. You remember when Super America was bought by Speedway? And it's just like with the phone companies all consolidating with T-Mobile taking over Sprint. Less competition, prices go up, customer service goes down. And I think Speedway actually welcomes Sheetz because it's healthy competition. And they can coexist. They coexist in Akron. And I think that can happen here. And we'll just see. There's another one opening in Delaware right on 23. It looks like it'll be open in a couple weeks. So just adding to the landscape of these convenience stores and gas stations and, you know, pick up a newspaper there. Who knows what the price might be? Certainly with the change in the news media business, as you mentioned, newspapers sometimes struggling a bit. They have to make sure that they are profitable. And, you know, jokes aside, what do you read when you go to the bathroom? That's often what newspapers are used for. I mean, and jokes aside, that's a common purpose of your physical paper newspaper. I guess that's kind of a word. But we have different ways of acquiring the news. These news sources often have apps and whatever. Yeah, as you said, whatever is most convenient for you. We like the variety because that really does help the economy. The friendly competition, and radio too, friendly competition helps all the businesses and organizations that are involved.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in and talk about anything, we've got about 5 minutes left this morning. 740-383-9944, from the price hike in the Marion Star to from $2 to $3 for the Sunday paper, to gas prices varying no matter where you are. Oh, we had the little conversation earlier. What is a Frosty? Some people say chocolate milk, whipped. Some people say it's a light malt. I don't know. I think it's more of a maltish type of a thing. Why is Dairy Queen different than all the other ice cream places? Do they have their own blend? I think we talked about that earlier on in the program. So that's where we are now, 740-383-9944. And again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, live after this show today, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And then Voice of the People today with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour.
You've been to a Sheetz, Scott? You were just in Pennsylvania.
I did go to the Sheetz.
Pretty nice. They're clean. They're known for their really nice bathrooms, and you know how I'm about bathrooms.
They just reminded me of a Speedway or a
Pilot Flying J. They're now one of the same company.
Very, very similar. You know, just a convenience store on the inside of what is a gas station.
You remember when Speedway took over Super America?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have, in Columbus, there are several, there's what was a Super America. It's like two blocks from what is or has always been a Speedway. And I see the Sheetz and Speedway being competitors. But we had Flying J and Pilot. They merged. Pilot bought Flying J. So who knows? The whole business of these convenience stores and truck stops is, it's fascinating.
Do we really want a pizza, though, when we go in to pay for gasoline?
It depends. You know, the food at Sheetz, I mean, it's kind of like White Castle. It's kind of a cult following. It's known to be really good, and they've got all these coupons and specials. I mean, I got all kinds of stuff, which I'd only really use when I went to Akron or Pittsburgh, and which, of course, wasn't all that often. So, yeah, sign up for the card. Sign up for all their deals, and you will find some bargains. And any food I've ever had there has been good.
Just got an email from one of our listeners, and how about this? Now people take their phones into the stalls to read.
Yeah, I've admit I've done that, but I just think of All in the Family and Archie Bunker calling the bathroom the reading room, and it's just, I guess, an American tradition, maybe different in other countries, but sometimes, you know, people aren't careful with their phone, and they end up, well, they end up in the toilet. You see that on TV also, Scott, but there is that mystique with the newspaper. Where people put the newspaper like in a little rack next to the men's or ladies' room facilities.
We got another email this morning from one of our listeners, Linda out there. We get daily delivery and did get a letter for a monthly increase. Went to $48 a month, which isn't much more than it had been, $47. And I did not know that our digital edition can be extended to another family member free, which I am going to do for our daughter who lives up north and likes to keep informed on Marion News. Also, I'm wondering if the increase has anything to do with the price of wood products going up, which is going to include paper products. Wait till the increase in toilet paper. One of our listeners this morning. Linda, thank you, Linda, for that email. We appreciate that.
Good point. Another reason to recycle, as newspapers and paper towels, toilet paper, normally are made at least partially from recycled paper. And so please recycle if it's available. It's great for the environment, and I think it will keep costs of things like the newspaper down. That's a great point. I don't know what's going on with the price of wood.
I don't know. All I know is as I keep saying, and I don't want to beat a dead horse with this, but the Marion Star thing does bring it up this morning, is that I think we are living in a digital world, and I think that, you know, the NBC, the big conglomerate that's been around now for many, many years on television, now has an app, Peacock, that you can go to watch certain shows. And I think in a way, It kind of reminds me of the 1940s when radio came in and newspapers had been king, and they said, oh, radio, that's a joke. Well, there it was. And then television came in, and radio and newspaper said, television's a novelty. That's something that belongs at fairs and circuses. Everybody had a television, and television was king. And then internet came in and said, who's going to want that noise and that dial-up and all that? Well, they married it to the telephone, and guess what? Now there's not a major newspaper, radio station, television station that do not have a digital platform. So you either go with the times, or you get passed by the times.
I would agree.
So that's that. Adam, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and a whole lot of other great programming. What's the subject today, Adam, before we part ways?
We will take calls, hopefully play musical trivia, discuss quirky and fun news stories, maybe a little controversy about some of the stuff we were having a discourse about last Friday during the FNL program, as I call it. And anything you want to call about, we can talk about Warner. We can talk about Sheetz and other gas stations. I'm happy to...
Newspaper prices.
That's fine, too. And the cost of wood. Maybe we have some lumberjacks who listen. Maybe they know.
All right. That's coming up in 15 minutes right after news, weather, and obituaries. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Tonight, write stuff and try to pass over this and make it out like it really isn't here. And it's here. Face it, it's here, it's done. And what she said, and I want everyone to know, she wrote the truth. She would never lie. You could offer her any amount of money and she would not tell a lie.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien, Jim Fowler.
What is something you regret turning down? You say you've had to turn down some things. Is there something you regret turning down?
That's a pretty good question. The most important thing in life is your family. And we have two children, and my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grandchildren now.